Welcome, everyone. You made it. The end. Whoa. And the mic is really on now. You made it. The end of day one here at TechEd 2014. Thank you for attending our session. My name is Charlie Satterfield. I'm a program manager. I'm here with Ryan Benson. He's a developer. We are both in the Windows Server and System Center Cloud and Data Center Management Operation Manager Group. And I will not be repeating that. Today, we're going to talk to you a little bit about building highly effective dashboards using System Center 2012 R2, Operations Manager. We'll talk a little bit about dashboards in general, a little bit of the history. We'll talk about some new widgets that we've introduced in some of our latest updates. We'll talk about a new object state dashboard, a new template that we've introduced. We'll walk through a few demos and examples of how you might be able to use these in your dashboards. And then we'll open it up for Q&A. So Ops Manager dashboards. All right, show of hands. Who created dashboards in 2007 R2 back in the day? Wasn't the most straightforward process. We certainly improved that with 2012. It became much more efficient. You could go ahead and select one of our templates and then add any number of widgets to that dashboard and customize it. However, there were only a few templates, and we only had a few widget types. So the value was a little bit limited. You really couldn't show the data in a personal, meaningful way for your organization. You couldn't customize it too much without a lot of coding on the back end. Well, we heard your feedback. We understand that you want to be able to show your operations manager data, your health states, your alerts, your monitors, your performance data, and your SLAs in a more meaningful way in your own dashboards. So, somebody has some audio going in another room. We've introduced new widget types. We just introduced these widget types in 2012 R2, UR2, as well as 2012 SP1 Update Rollup 6. Now, these widgets come in a variety of different categories. I talk about them as defined object widgets, where you specify a group or series of objects, and then we expose that data in a variety of formats within the widget. We also have contextual widgets, and these widgets allow you to actually select objects in other widgets on the dashboard and then expose more details, more meaningful data around those objects, and lets you pivot without having to actually jump off the dashboard into another screen. Next, we have extensibility widgets. Now, these really are powerful widgets that let you expand and customize your dashboards to your heart's content. These widgets will allow you to dream up the visualizations that you want to represent your data in and apply them in a much easier way than you have been able to in the past. Thank you. They heard me over there. Yeah. Anyway, so let's start with the topology widget. We'll go through these widgets and explain a little bit about the widgets, why, how you configure them, what they do, and then we'll walk through some examples of them. Starting with the topology widget, this widget displays object health as it relates to some sort of spatial context. You select objects to display, and then a background image. The default background image for this widget is the world map. And we have three different sizes so that you can ensure that it displays in the right aspect. But we also give you the ability to upload your own image so you can personalize this. So you can see here I've got some different examples. I've got the default example of pinning some health states to a world map. But you can also do things like create a rack view in Visio and upload that into Operations Manager and then pin the health states there. Next, we introduce the Object Health widget. Now, this widget, again, you need to specify a group or an object, but then this widget will display all the unhealthy monitors associated with that object. You can personalize it and deselect the filter, and then you are able to see all the monitors associated with that object. Pretty useful, but again, it's a little bit static. It's defined for just one object or a group. It'd be great if I could actually select a different object elsewhere in my dashboard and see contextual health. So we also have a contextual health widget, and this allows you, in any of your other widgets, you can select objects that are healthy or unhealthy, and you get the list of unhealthy monitors by default displaying in this contextual health widget. You can, again, deselect the filter and see all those monitors. There's no configuration. You simply add the widget to an existing dashboard, and you're ready to go. Next is the SLA tiles widget. So how many of you are using SLAs in your operations manager? There's a number of you. So we finally have a very good widget to display SLAs, multiple SLAs in a single widget. And not only do you get some details as far as whether you pass or fail, you also get your percentage, and you get some trending. You get to see whether or not you're trending upwards or whether you're trending downwards. You may still be passing, but you may be in danger of actually breaching that SLA. So this is an interesting way to view this in a dashboard. So we've gone through a couple of these tiles. I'd like to, at this point, ask Ryan to join into the conversation.
Hello, everyone.
And we're going to do a few demos, a few examples of how you might use some of these tiles or widgets in your own dashboards. So let's switch over here. Ryan, I'm going to run through a couple scenarios and see if you can come up with some dashboards that might be meaningful for me.
That sounds good.
I'm responsible for the Active Directory instances, the domain controllers at Contoso. We've got data centers in multiple locations across the world. I want to be able to visualize those, and then I want to be able to understand the monitors that are associated with those.
Okay, so why don't we try to break this down into the widgets you just discussed, and maybe see if we can overlay the Active Directory domain controllers over their geographic location on a map, as well as use the contextual health widget, maybe, to display the unhealthy monitors associated with each of those objects. So let's just jump right into the console and see what this would look like. So we'll start by creating the dashboard. We'll do that by selecting the folder and clicking New View, Dashboard View. This will bring up the new dashboard wizard. And since we are going to be adding two widgets, I think we can stick with the standard grid layout with two cells in it. So we'll select grid layout and click Next to move on to the general properties page, where we can give this just a simple display name. Clicking Next brings us to the layout page, where we can select those two cells. And then we'll select one of the templates and move on to the summary page by clicking Next. Finally, create. We'll add this dashboard to the monitoring tree, where we can add the widgets that we want. And clicking Close will bring us back to the console. Now, when trying to display these Active Directory objects in their geographic location, the topology widget makes the most sense as the best out-of-box experience. So we'll add that to the first cell by clicking Click to Add Widget and selecting the topology widget from the list. Clicking Next brings us to the General Properties page, where we can give it a display name, and then we can start running through the rest of the configuration. Clicking Next brings us to the Objects page, and this is where we can select the Active Directory domain controllers that we want to overlay on the map. We'll do that by clicking the Add button and using the Object Picker to locate those Active Directory objects. Supply a filter, and then go through the list, selecting each of the domain controllers, and clicking Add to move them to the Selected Items section. And we have a total of five, so we'll just kind of click. And there we have it. So now that we have them in the Selected Items, we can press OK to add it to the configuration of the topology widget. Clicking Next will bring us to the background page. And this is where we can select the world map image. And you'll notice we have three out of the box, small, medium, and large. The size actually just denotes the pixel height and width of the image. So the larger the image, the smaller the object visualization over that image. The other ones in this list are used in subsequent demos, but the three that come out of the box are the world maps. So since we only have 5 objects, we'll select the world map small, so we get a better visualization of each of the objects. Clicking Next will bring us to the node visualization page. And you'll see default node selected, and it only gives you the health state icon. And now hovering over it, you can see that AD03 is the display name of this object. And so at a glance, you don't necessarily know what object it is, but you can kind of figure it out. And that's why we've added the vicinity node, which gives you a lot more context. It gives you a diagram icon representing the class that the object is an instance of, as well as the display name and the health state. I think for overlaying domain controllers on a map, it's going to make the most sense to stick with the default node. And clicking Next will take us to the summary page, and we'll add this topology widget to the first cell of our dashboard. Clicking Close will bring up the map. Now, Operations Manager doesn't have any kind of awareness over the geographical location of these objects. And so we've kind of just piled them up in the middle. So we have enabled you to add your own knowledge to this widget. And in this case, we can simply hover over, find out this is AD05, and drag this into North America. And do the same with all the other objects in this list. And we'll persist or pin each of these objects for the next time you open this dashboard. So this tells us that we have our Active Directory domain controllers kind of deployed around the world, but we have 2 instances that are in a healthy state. Now, given what we had in 2012, the best thing you could do was just select one of these objects and use the task pane to navigate to either the Health Explorer or an alert view. By doing that, you kind of lose context. You're opening new windows, closing windows, trying to discover what the most important thing to investigate is. So what we've done with the contextual health widget is allowed you to do it inline in the dashboard. So let's use the second cell to see what that experience would look like. Clicking to add a widget will again bring up the new widget wizard, where we can select the contextual health widget. Clicking Next brings us to the general properties page. We can give it a display name. And clicking Next brings us to the summary page. Now, interestingly enough, there really wasn't configuration for this widget. And that's because we simply take the selection from elsewhere in the dashboard and display the unhealthy monitors, or optionally the healthy monitors, in the widget. So clicking Create, we can add this widget to the dashboard, and we can click Close to see how this would work in this case. So selecting one of these unhealthy objects, we can see that in this case, the Active Directory database free space is in a critical state. And selecting a different object in this map will actually clear the list of monitors, because we truly are grabbing the object from the topology widget and driving that, or using that object to filter the monitor set in the second widget. What do you think that looks like for our Active Directory deployment?
It looks pretty nice. Can you unfilter that so I can see the healthy monitors?
Oh, yeah. That would be a great idea. So we do have the option to show those healthy monitors. And what we've done is we've allowed you to select the gear icon in the top right corner of the widget and select Show All Monitors. And so this will rerun the query and give you the list of all the monitors associated with this object. And you could also use the same gear icon to go back to the unhealthy monitors.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. All right, so let's try a different scenario. Perhaps I'm the owner of an LOB app, and I want to visualize the health of the different components of my app as it relates to the topology of that app. And then I want to be able to understand the SLA metrics associated with each layer. My manager holds me to a strict accountability on that, so I should be watching that.
Okay. I think we could use, potentially, the topology widget to come up with a custom diagram of sorts for our line of business application. And then maybe the SLA tiles widget to make sure we're meeting those SLAs. So let's navigate over to a different dashboard where we have the two cells already defined. In the first cell, we'll click to add a widget and select the topology widget again. Clicking next brings up the general properties where we can give this a display name. And clicking next brings us to the object page again. And here's where we can add the line of business objects that we care about. So we'll click the Add button to bring up the object picker. Change the radio button, because we care about objects in this case. And filter this list to the list of objects that we care. First is going to be the line of business database. And then we have two web servers. First, the LOB front end. And second, the LOB back end. And we're going to leave it at that for now. So clicking Add will add these objects to the configuration, and we can move on to the background page by clicking Next. So now we're going to not use a world map because it really doesn't make sense in this case. We have one deployment of this line of business application, and we don't need geospatial layouts of this information. So I've took the liberty to already import a overly complicated image here that I may have created in Paint. And it merely is just two rectangles. And now those rectangles have text in them, and you can't see them in the preview. But you'll see it in a second. It just says front-end servers and services and back-end servers and services. And the reason for this is because as the line of business app owner, that's how I think of the deployment of my application. It's not based on relationships or any kind of model in the system. It is purely just the way I think about my application. So clicking Next will bring us to the node visualization. And I don't think sticking with just a health state is going to be the most useful in this case. So we're going to select the vicinity node so that we have a richer visualization of each of these objects. And clicking Next will bring us to the summary page, and Create will add the widget. And finally, Close will bring us back to the dashboard. And again, we have no spatial information for these objects. And so, as the app owner, I can just click on the LOB backend website and move it into the backend servers and services group. Same can be said about the database, and we can move the front end website into the front end servers and services. And now, as the app owner, I have my line of business objects arranged in the way that I understand my deployment to be. So now that we can see that our application is healthy and running, we need to make sure that it's meeting those SLAs that we've guaranteed. And so we're going to jump down to the second cell and add the SLA tiles widget. Clicking to add a widget will bring up that same new widget wizard, and we can select the SLA tiles widget. Clicking Next brings us to general properties. We can continue giving these things display names. Clicking Next will bring us to the time range page. Now, the time range in this case is used for the time interval that's used to calculate whether or not we're meeting or failing the SLAs. So in this case, during a 7-day interval, if our SLA is defined as being 99% availability, it'll look at the entire 7-day interval floating to make sure that we've met or failed that requirement. So we'll stick with the default of 7 days and click Next to move on to the SLA page. And this will allow us to add the SLAs that are in context to this line of business application. Clicking Add is going to bring up the SLA picker, where we can select the two SLAs that are targeting this application. Clicking Add will move them to the Selected Items section, and OK will take us back to the configuration. And that's pretty much it. So clicking Next will bring us to the summary page, and Create we'll add the SLA Tiles widget to the dashboard, where after clicking close, we can see it's running the query. We have our line of business application deployments health states laid out the way I understand it to be. And we have SLA Tiles. There's always a hiccup coming. And in a second, you will see there's actually three tiles that are going to show up. There they are. We are actually meeting our SLAs. We selected two SLAs in the configuration, but we're seeing three tiles. And that's because we actually have two websites and one SLA associated with each of those websites. And so each tile represents an instance of the SLA, not just the SLA itself. And you'll also see that along with passing or failing the SLA, we kind of have this live tile notion, where in the center of the tile, we're flipping through all the SLO instances within that SLA and showing you the current value. And apparently the left one only is showing you the trend because it's changed slightly over the last 7 days. And so you can see that our availability is trending up over that given time interval, and currently we're at 100%. So as a line of business app owner, seeing that my application is healthy and it's meeting my SLAs makes me feel pretty confident that I'm doing my job. What do you think?
That's a relief. I was worried about those SLAs, but I appear to be doing all right. Let's try one last scenario, and let's see how quickly we can knock this one out. Pretend that I'm a lab manager, I'm a lab owner, and I support the infrastructure that provisions and hosts the VMs for my dev and test teams. And I want to be able to visualize the health of all my infrastructure in the rack. I want to see my monitor health. I want to understand my SLA to the dev team. How quickly can you put something together?
I think I can do it fairly quickly, because for some reason, it's almost like we rehearsed this. I knew you were going to say that. So I actually pre-built this dashboard for us. And you can see an image of our rack, along with the health state of the objects running within it, overlaid on their physical location within the rack. We also have the contextual health widget here on the right, which by clicking one of the objects, in this case an unhealthy one, it will show us that we have a possible issue with our C drive, a little bit of a performance problem. The good news is, since this is a dev and test rack, our SLAs are a little lower, and it looks like we're actually passing them. So we can make the decision whether or not this is an immediate concern, or if we can continue to go out to lunch and do what we need to do.
I say we go out to lunch. I think we're okay on that one. All right. Would you like to tell us about a few more widgets?
Sure. Why don't we switch back to some slides and take a look at the state tiles widget. Now, the state tiles widget is kind of like a reimagined version of the state widget. Now, not only does it show you the state information for each of the objects that you select in the configuration, it also shows you the alert count for the specified criteria. Now, it also shows you an arrow. Now, that arrow represents the trend of the alerts raised over a given time window. And so you could see that if you had a healthy object with an alert count trending upward, it may be a precursor to a future state change. And the same could be said in an inverse, where if you had an unhealthy object and you had an alert count trending down, it could be that it's returning to a healthier state or you're fixing the object. Now, the configuration of this allows you to set a collection of objects. And in the next widget, the object details tiles widget, you select one object. And this allows you to kind of get a more holistic view of that object. Now, you see the same state tile from the last widget, but you also see a few other things. So if you choose to show SLAs that are targeted to that instance, they'll also show up on this widget. And so you get the same pass-fail and SLO values as the previous SLA tiles widget that Charlie was showing. And finally, it allows you to select some performance counters. And those performance counters will each be laid out as another tile within the widget. And you can see a spark line for a given time interval, as well as its final value and the trend over that interval. And then comes the contextual alert widget. Now, this looks identical to the alert widget that we shipped in 2012. There's one very distinct difference, and that is it's not filtered to a static object. You select any object within your dashboard, and it will filter the list of alerts to ones raised on that instance. And so the configuration still contains the alert criteria and the display preferences, but not the actual target of those alerts. And the final widget we're going to talk about before more demos is the image widget. Now, this is interesting in a way that it's not interactable. It merely is just an image hosted inside of a cell in the dashboard. Now, this is something that many of you have asked about as a way to brand a dashboard. And so if you feel so inclined to brand your dashboard, you now have an out-of-box way to do so. And that's going to bring us to the next demo block. So we've been doing a little role playing. And what else you got for me?
So perhaps I'm a service engineer, and I'm responsible for the operations manager instance that monitors across my data center. And I want to understand the health of the various pieces of infrastructure within Operations Manager. And I'd like to understand if there are any alerts associated with that.
OK. So why don't we just kind of jump right in and take this one step at a time, adding widgets to try to better understand our Operations Manager infrastructure. So we'll jump over to a different dashboard and start adding widgets one at a time. We'll select Click to Add Widget. And I think in this case, starting with the State Tiles widget will be the best scenario for us to use. It'll allow us to see the state and alert count for each of the objects in the Operations Manager deployment. So I'll select that from the list, State Tiles widget, and click Next to move to the General Properties page. Now we'll give this a simple display name, and continue on by clicking Next to the Object page. And here's where we're going to select the Operations Manager instances that we care about. And we'll do that by clicking the Add button to bring up the Object Picker. Now, there's a couple of groups and a couple of objects that we want to see. So first, we'll start with our groups. First being the Management Service group. Selecting and clicking Add will move it to the Selected Items section. Second is the Gateway Servers. Again, clicking Add. And then we'll switch over to a few objects, like the Operations Manager Data Access Service. And finally, the databases. First, Operations Manager, and the Data Warehouse. And so I think this kind of gives us a simple picture of our Operations Manager deployment. So clicking OK will add these to the configuration, where we can click Next to move to the Alert Criteria page. And now this is almost the same page that we've seen before when it comes to the Alert widget. So in the context of our deployment, we are the only people that are looking at Operations Manager. So showing all of the alerts, I think, will make the most sense in this case. We'll do that by selecting all of the severities, all of the priorities, and almost all the resolution states. We'll exclude closed. And now there is a new section on the bottom of this page that says New Alert Count Criteria. And what this does is it takes, in this case, the last hour, and finds the alerts associated with the objects and gives a subtitle to the alert count on the tile to tell you that even though there's 17 alerts active on an object, two or three of them could have opened in the last 1 hour. So it would give you a little more context as to whether or not it was worth drilling in and trying to understand what's going on within that object. Clicking Next will take us to the summary page, and clicking Create is going to add the State Tiles widget to our dashboard. Clicking Close will bring us back to the console, and we can see that our Operations Manager deployment is actually looking fairly healthy. Now, there is one caveat. We have 4 alerts on our Operations Manager management servers. So, in true 2012 spirit, we could use the task pane to open the alert view. Now, that does kind of work, I suppose. It does open new windows, and potentially you'd have to click on multiple tiles and open multiple windows and kind of make you lose context as to what you were originally looking at. So why don't we first just put these alerts in line in the dashboard? It seems like the most straightforward solution to this problem. So we'll jump down to the second cell and click to add a widget and select the contextual alert widget. Clicking Next brings up the general properties, or we can give it another display name. Clicking Next brings up the alert criteria page. And now, in order to keep the alert counts the same between the State Tiles widget and the contextual alert widget, we should select the same criteria, being all the severities, all the priorities, and all the resolution states, except for closed. Clicking Next will bring up the display preferences. And here's where we can select the columns that we care about, set some sort orders or group. You'll notice that the 2 pages that we just covered are 2 of the 3 from the alert widget that we shipped in 2012. Now, the difference is we don't have the object page. And so we aren't setting that static filter on the list of alerts, because that's going to come from the State Tiles widget in this case. So let's click Next to move to the summary page and click Create and see how this works in action. Clicking Close is going to bring us back to the console where we can select the management servers. And we can see in line in the dashboard the 4 alerts that are active on this object. And now, selecting any other object in the dashboard, like maybe the data access service, is going to refresh the list of alerts. And in this case, we're going to get 0. And so you can see this is truly just driving the list from elsewhere in the dashboard. So I think this gives us a little bit of knowledge as to how we're doing in our environment. But I think there's a little more that we could do here. We've had a couple discussions around a concern of yours around free space in the data warehouse. What do you think about adding the object details tiles widget to see performance counters in line and see how we're really doing within that object?
Show me how that would help.
Sweet. So let's scroll down to one more cell in this widget, or in this dashboard, and click to add a widget. And we can select the object details tile widget. Clicking Next is going to bring us to the general properties page. We can give it a display name. And clicking Next is going to bring us to the time range page. Now, just like in the SLA tiles widget, this is going to be used potentially to drive calculation of whether or not you're meeting or failing your SLAs. But it also is going to be used when displaying performance counters. And so if you select counters, we will see a 7-day interval with the values for that time range. Clicking Next will take us to the object page, where, as we discussed, we're going to select the data warehouse. And we do that by clicking the dot, 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 and filtering this list to the data warehouse instance. Selecting it and clicking OK will add it to the configuration. Clicking the Next button will bring us to that alert criteria page. Now, we still have the state tile for the data warehouse inside of this widget. So sticking with the same alert criteria is going to be the, I think, best case in this example. Clicking all the severities, all the priorities, and almost all the resolution states, except for closed, again. And then I think we can also keep the same default of the new alert count criteria of 1 hour. Clicking Next is going to bring us to the performance counters page. Now, because we care about database free space, we probably should add a couple of counters related to that. Clicking the Add button will give us the performance counter selector, where we can filter the list to the database objects and the counters that we want to look at, like DB total free space percentage on the instance of the data warehouse. Clicking Add will move it to selected items. And then let's also include DB total free space megabytes, filtering also to the data warehouse. And we could add a number of performance counters, but since this is really our only concern right now, let's just leave it at these two counters. Clicking OK is going to, again, add it to the configuration. And we can click Next to move on to the SLA page. Now, you'll notice this is just a text box or a checkbox. Now, that's because we can discover the SLAs that target the object that you selected. So there's no reason to select the SLAs that you want to display. We'll just find them for you. Now, for the data warehouse, in our environment, we actually don't have SLAs associated with that object. So we'll just uncheck it so that we don't spend time trying to find those SLA objects. Clicking Next will bring us to the summary page. And Create is going to give us this new widget. Close will bring us back to the console. And you can see our performance counter for DB total free space is actually at 99.7. So I don't know if we actually had any concern there or if it was just kind of in your head.
I really must add that number backwards. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. Either that or you cleaned up a lot of information lately.
Could be.
Yeah. So with that, let's jump back to a few slides and talk about the final set of widgets. Now, these are the widgets that I'm the most excited about. Up until now, the widgets that you've seen are kind of, you supply some criteria and we'll give you a visualization. Now, they're limited slightly into the set of visualizations that we've provided. Now, these final set of widgets are those extensibility widgets that Charlie had talked about. And the first one is the PowerShell grid widget. Now, what this allows you to do is run any PowerShell script and then load all of the output of that script into a data grid inside the Operations Manager console. And so there's a number of scenarios that this can cover. Now, many of you or some of you may have been to MMS last year where we demonstrated a not-so-simple version of this, where there was obviously a PowerShell script, but there was a lot of management pack, XML, and component schema, data bindings, and a lot of moving pieces. And we definitely heard a lot of feedback from you guys about how it was very powerful and yet overly complicated. And so we took the overly complicated out and left the powerful part. And so write your PowerShell script. We'll give you the grid. The next widget is the web browser widget. Now, this could be used to merely host a static web page in a cell in your dashboard, like TechNet here. But it could also be used to maybe host your ticketing system, so that when you have an operational incident that's found or discovered in Operations Manager, you can open a ticket in line in the dashboard. You can also use it for hosting third-party or even first-party experiences that augment the data shown in the dashboard. And the final 11th widget that we've added is the PowerShell web browser widget. Now, this kind of combines the last two, where you write a PowerShell script, and the output of this PowerShell script is actually just a web request. Now, that web request allows you to take any information from Operations Manager and push it to a website. And that website can do a number of things with that data, one of which is merely just maybe lay it out visually. So you get something like this. just a heat map of the objects that were pushed to the website. But you could also think about maybe joining it with a third-party data set and augmenting the actual objects that are coming back into the Operations Manager console. Now, that would be, I think, a great step towards new content in our console, but a new visualization isn't truly integrating into the console itself. So what we've done is we've actually allowed the web page to then interact back with the console to do things like select an object or an alert, open the context menu, or really execute any console command line arguments. So you can run tasks, open reports. So it really makes these web pages feel like native widgets. And so that kind of brings us to the end of the new widgets, but there is one more thing that's worth talking about, and that's the object state dashboard. This is not technically a widget, but it is a dashboard template. And so what this allows you to do is get what we call a 360-degree view of a single object. And what that consists of is the health of the object, the alerts that have been raised on the object, the object details, including the properties, as well as the host information and contained objects. And so you can kind of see up and down the containment stack what health states on objects are around that given object. So if you were maybe in a warning state, you could see if a contained object was actually impacting the state of your object. Now, this is just a simple view of one object, and it really becomes a lot more powerful when you notice we've registered it in the task pane. And so it shows up under navigation as Object State Dashboard. So anywhere in the console, you select an object, and you can open up the Object State Dashboard. Now, what that also means is you can navigate from the Object State Dashboard to the Object State Dashboard. And so you can maybe select a contained object in this view and navigate to the Object State Dashboard for that contained object. And so you can kind of navigate up and down that containment hierarchy to discover the root cause for a problem. And that's going to bring us back to demos. Now, we've done a little role playing. I think we're going to step away from that for a little bit, and we're just going to look at how to actually do this, and more technical, a little bit more technical. So, we're going to start with a kind of half-baked dashboard. And so what you see here is a state tiles widget. And on that state tiles widget, we have two computer objects. One is actually the management server, and one's just an agent. So why don't we use the PowerShell grid widget to get a little more information about these objects? So let's click to add a widget in the second cell and select the PowerShell grid widget. Clicking Next is going to bring up the General Properties page, like always. And Next again will take us to the Script page. Now, this is just a text box. Unfortunately, we don't have any PowerShell editing experience. But for this example, we're just going to start with a script that I already wrote. And we can walk through it a little bit, but I'm not going to get into too much detail. We have quite a bit of documentation going live on these PowerShell scripts relatively soon. So you'll notice that the first line says param object or global selected items. And what this does is it says rerun this script every time a selection changes elsewhere in the dashboard and pass in the collection of objects into the script. And so when selection changes in our state tiles widget here, the PowerShell script is going to rerun in the context of that selection. The second line outlines the script context return collection. Now, this is our version of the return value of the PowerShell script. So any objects added to this return collection will then be printed inside of the grid. And the rest of this code merely just loops through all the objects passed in through global selected items and calls get related monitoring objects and adds each related monitoring object to that return collection. And I think that's all we're going to cover here. So let's continue on and see what happens when this runs. Clicking Next is going to bring us to the summary page. And clicking Create will add this PowerShell widget. And Close will bring us back to the console. And now we can select the SCOM server instance from the State Tiles widget. And we can see PowerShell execute and list out all the related monitoring objects. And now, when I change it, the selection to the SCOM client, the PowerShell script runs again, and we get two related objects. Now, you can think of a number of different scenarios that this could light up. But it merely is just a grid with some information in it. Now, in this case, we may not care about the display name of these objects. Maybe what we want is just to understand the health state of all of the contained objects. So having a scroll bar and scrolling through all these objects all the time isn't necessarily the best visualization. And I think we could probably fix that using the PowerShell web browser widget. So let's kind of start over, use a fairly similar script, and see how the PowerShell web browser widget could help us. So we'll navigate to the same kind of pre-canned, half-baked dashboard, and click to add a widget and select the PowerShell web browser widget. Clicking Next is going to bring us again to the general properties. And Next will bring us to the script page. Now, again, this is just a text box. And in this case, we're going to select and paste in a slightly different script. But it's actually very similar. We still have the param for the global selected items. And the second line actually doesn't denote the return collection. It just creates a collection. Now, what this does, or what the next set of lines does, is it adds the related objects to that newly created collection. And of course, we always have some kind of network issue when giving demos. So we're going to attempt once of 20 times, and it's going to come back. Yep, it was bound to happen.
That was the luckiest demo there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very simple, very simple. I'm glad I could fix it. So
you planned that.
I totally did.
Yeah.
So the meat of this, the script here, is the same text as in the previous script. And the final block of code merely creates a modeled web request. And what I mean by that is we set the base URL being an ASPX page to somewhere in our environment, as well as the post data. Now, what post data is, it is actually the related monitoring objects collection. And so we're going to push the related monitoring objects to that ASPX page and then render the response in the console. And the very last line adds that request object to the return collection so that we know what web request to make. So clicking Next is going to bring us to the summary page, and we can kind of get a glimpse into how this works. Clicking Create is going to add this widget. Close is going to bring us back to the console. And now, instead of getting a data grid containing all the related monitoring objects, we can select the SCOM server, and we can get our heat map. Now, the ASPX page in this case merely just lays out the objects pushed to it. But you could definitely see how joining the data set with a third-party database could really add more value into the Operations Manager console with kind of more context or an augmented experience. Now, like I said before, it would be great to just get new visualizations in. But having a web page inside of the console isn't necessarily an interactable native widget. And so what we've done in ASPX page is we've actually added a little bit of code to talk back to the console. And so when we select one of these squares, you'll notice the task pane refreshes. Maybe. There we go. I got to actually click. So when we select another one, the task pane will refresh again. Now, we don't actually have visual feedback in this web page, but you can see that the selection is changing within the context of the console. And when we right-click on this object, we get the Operations Manager context menu. Now, for the sake of our demonstration here, right-clicking elsewhere inside of this widget brings up the native Internet Explorer context menu. And so the web page has the ability to choose how much integration with the console it's going to have. So yeah, I think that's it for the PowerShell grid widget.
That's very cool, Ryan. I bet there's a lot of folks in here that are really imagining some very cool visualizations. Who's excited to try this out? Yes? Well, I have good news for you. There's an instructor-led lab tomorrow where you can go try this out on your own. The lab is the first one there, IL309. We also have a bunch of different breakout sessions this week. We have an overview session on Wednesday, and then we have an extending Operations Manager R2 session on Thursday. It'll go over the new System Center Advisor. I think during this, we've shown you a bunch of different new widgets that you can go and create some more meaningful dashboards, be able to actually visualize the health in the way that your organization desires. I hope that you got some usefulness out of this. I do want to, we got our for more information there. I do want to highlight that we have a customer feedback session on Wednesday. You're all welcome. We are holding it over at the Hilton at 335B at 5 o'clock. You're welcome to come talk to the members of the Operations Manager product team. And again, a plug for the Extending Ops Manager 2012 R2 on Thursday. We do have some surveys that are going to be handed out as you're walking out. Please feel free to take one and fill those out. But I do want to encourage you to fill out your evaluation for a chance to win. We hope you've enjoyed the session. And I'd like to open it up for Q&A. If you have a question, please come to one of the mics that are set up in the hall. Thank you.
Thanks.
Question? No question.
Looks like we got one in the middle.
Do we have a question?
Yep.
Yes, go for it. Sorry.
There is no ability to do that right now.
Yep. Turned by the PowerShell, just objects?
By
just
the
native objects?
It is actually a kind of console modeled object. We call them iData objects that are used for serialization into the web console as well as the desktop console. And so we can't use native .NET objects so that...
So repeat the question. The original question was, is there a way to render that HTML page without calling that web server? And the answer to that one was no.
Yep.
What was the second question?
The second one is the return value of the PowerShell scripts. Are they .NET objects? What kind of objects are they? And they're more or less property bags. We just refer to them as iData objects. And we have to do the serialization to this format to allow us to actually render the output in the web console. And so we can't use native .NET because Silverlight doesn't support it. Yep.
We'll go over here first.
Yeah. I'd really like that the widgets, that you can scope into it, and you can limit the amount of information for different users. Is that possible?
Scope them for different users, you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
Perhaps I'll design a widget that applies to several customers, and I only want a specific customer to see his own service, but not everyone else's service.
For that, we'd have to rely on the security model of the backend. Yeah. So you can change the user role to have access to the certain set of objects, and they would actually be removed from the topology widget or any other widget in that case.
Is that supported? Does it work?
I'm fairly certain it works. Okay. I can't say 100%. Yeah, so I haven't actually tested it myself.
You have to set up different user roles and map them explicitly.
Yeah, okay. I know about user roles, but I'm not sure it actually works.
So,
I'll take that and
we'll go take
double
that.
Check.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have a question over here.
I didn't notice where you put your custom dashboards in a management pack. Where do they live? Do they live in a management pack, like the default management pack or something?
They live in the management pack that the folder resides in. And so before this demo, we actually just created a new management pack for all of us to go into.
Okay. Yep. So you create the folder in your navigation pane.
Yeah, you can either create a folder and do it that way, or you can add a new management pack, and it will implicitly add a new folder to the monitor tree.
Okay.
Yep.
We have one over here.
So we put a lot of relational logic into distributed apps, and I like the geospatial kind of relationships you have on the new dashboard. Can you superimpose distributed apps onto that dashboard as well?
Great question. I don't think we can at this moment. What's the best way to answer that? We don't actually integrate any of the relational information when overlaying anything on the topology widget. So maybe that answers your question?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Yes.
Anything else? I think we're good.
We got one in the middle.
Oh, one in the middle.
Yep.
When doing the relational maps, can you create custom images for the objects that appear on the map, or are there just the two that you showed?
So out of the box, we only support two. Maybe I'll work with Brian Wren down here, who's our main documentation guy, to come up with how you would add a new node visualization. It's actually fairly simple and has been supported for a long time. So do you know if we documented that ever? A custom node in a diagram control.
Something other than a circle with a checkbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah. Sorry to throw Brian under the bus here. Yeah. It is just a documentation, a hole in documentation.
Yeah. Another?
When you show health, do you also show what the rule actually have of health for this?
In the health widget?
Yeah.
We show the monitor, and from the monitor, I believe you can open the... Actually, I don't know if you can launch the monitor properties from it directly.
Because
do you know?
You should be able to put, so right from the monitor, you should be able to open up from the property. But it's showing showing the monitors, not the rules that are going against
it. That's an error.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
The rule also reflects problems, so it's not healthy.
True.
Yes, the rule often will not determine state.
But it's unhealthy.
Yes.
Yeah. Another question is...
You would see that... Hmm? Yeah, you can, but it can also be reflected in the active alerts associated. So if the rule generates an alert, you would see it there in the contextual alert widget.
Another question is, in 2007, you could have another criteria for maybe search on specific fields in an alert. Now you can only on severity and very few. I think that's a bad thing compared to the old dashboard for alert widgets. We miss this, that we can sort on different other fields in the alert.
Oh, okay. So the sorting, the ability to sort on any of the
filtering,
properties.
Filtering.
Oh, filtering?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I'll take that feedback.
We actually switched from 2012 to 7 to 12 because of performance issues, and then everything was gone. We couldn't filter anymore.
Okay. But if you stop down afterwards, I'd love to get some more details.
Okay.
Any?
Hi there. First of all, great presentation. Thank you. I saw the dashboard that's showing all the healthy objects. You can drag and drop them. Mm-hmm. But are there also possibilities to add text boxes or labels to the objects to make more sense?
You could select the vicinity node visualization, which would give you the display name of the objects. And that's that kind of gap in the documentation that we didn't really think about. So.
I think for today, what you would end up having to do is build some of those labels into your diagram mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. overlay the state tiles on, or the state icons.
Okay.
Yeah, there was text in the background of the line of business diagram, and so it was just static in the image itself.
Okay, so first you have to make a background to mm-hmm. add all the text labels and then put over it all the healthy objects.
Yeah, yes. Right now that would be the only way to support it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a big difference if you compare this with sufficient life maps.
Mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Thanks.
All right. More questions?
Anybody?
Oh, we got one more here.
We have a couple of questions on coming up with a dashboard for storage vendors. Would you be available at the booth to answer those questions?
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. More? All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your week.